give us an update on Tobi Enström's status today?
Yeah, Tobi had to get home to Sweden for a family situation that's come up briefly, and with the full and complete support of the Winnipeg Jets organization. And we're hopeful that he comes back and it's a positive result, and then we'll get him back real soon. But I don't know when he's going to be able to return.
So does that look like Morrissey and Trouba will play together then based on practice today?
Correct, yeah.
What do you want to see from those two guys together?
Well, there was some balancing some things out. We really like what Josh has done here, and we know that Ben Sherratt and Dustin have got a lot of history there together. We like the way Jake's played, and kind of with a puck-moving defenseman as well, and Tobi, and we think that that'll just be a good match. And like I said, Josh has proven himself beyond needing to play with a veteran player to play well. He can stand on his own game. So two good young defensemen there, and we expect them to play very well together.
Things around up front too a little bit, Paul. Can you just take us into the thought process of putting Patrick back up with those guys in that top line right now?
It's all about balancing everything out. It's not about one player or one line. We've got a number of guys out of our lineup. There are different skill sets on each player, different levels of experience, so that has to get balanced out. There are things that we want to get enough speed balanced out as well. That's important too on each line. So we've moved them around an awful lot, kind of in progression, went through every lineup today that we've used, and each line prior to someone getting injured or the first lineup looked completely different 2 minutes into that game. It's all about balance and then trying to give also players a chance to play their best game.
Chemistry is something that's sometimes hard to find. What do you look for when you're looking to have guys find chemistry together?
Consistency.
Right, so anybody can have a good weekend together, and you have to leave lines together long enough for that to happen. We haven't been able to do that, mostly based on the two injuries at center ice. So that really, Adams excels with certain kind of players. Nick Batan needs a certain amount of experience with him as well to play. He's played well, I like that, but balancing those things out. I don't know that we've had any lines together long enough to find chemistry on the lines. I know we like Ehlers, Scheifele, and Wheeler. It was good again last night, an awful lot of offensive zone time, really good down toward the end of the year. Didn't like what it did to the rest of our lineup. I'd love to run them, but right now we just can't.
What are the challenges right now for Patrick on the road, maybe compared to what he's seeing at home and where he's had more success, goal-wise?
Well, yeah, just on the goals. He's gotten off to such a hot start. I always wonder what the expectations of this. What's the cutoff point? Is 30 goals a good year? Less than that, not for an 18-year-old. He's going to have stretches where the puck doesn't go in the net. He's exactly every other player in the league. And I'm not even talking about rookies. I'm talking about veteran guys who've scored. They all go through places, times. It's different on the road when you look at just the center ice. You had Couturier is pretty good at that job, and their backup line is Giroux and Bergeron. To the best in the world at that, and that line. Jordan Staal is really good at it too. Koivu's really good at it. So we've hit four teams that had a dedicated stopper line, and when he's with Mark, they see that, and when he's not with Mark, then they see the second to that line. So they might be the pure offensive line. Patty wants to play well at both ends of the ice, so he's not out there trying to cheat for goals. He's still figuring out the game, how he gets his shot off. Any time that he goes a stretch of games without scoring, they're going to be, what's changed for Patty? Nothing. This is the National Hockey League. You have your stretches where you score. You have your stretches where you don't, and he's just going through that.
You said earlier in the year that you kind of guarded against overcoaching for him.
Yeah.
When he goes through a 1-8, do you have to coach
him? I don't think anything's changed in his offensive game. So there's not things that he was doing earlier that he's not doing now. Got some shots off in certain games that other teams won't allow you to get. So, but we have to keep a little bit of this in check, right? He scored, I think, one in his last eight, so we'll give him 11 goals then through almost that many games was our expectation, 82-ish, 75. I understand there was a team who did it. The game has changed now, right? It's not quite those years. and nobody else, and we know that because nobody else is doing it either. He's actually getting better. You know, he may not have scored in his last eight. There's more to this game than just putting the puck in the net. Getting the chances, too. Philadelphia had three or four really good chances. Mason made some nice saves on him. I think we've... Cam Ward's back on his game. Tuukka Rask, not so bad. Dubnyk's a pretty good player. So we've hit a run that I don't think we saw earlier in the year of four or five guys that are either on their game or at the elite level.
Is he being defended a little differently as well?
I think there are certain, probably on the power play, they've changed routes on him a little. They've cheated to him, which led to the goal last night, right? So it goes to Patan and then back Bufflin to Patan and back to Bufflin, and there's nobody in that shooting lane because they're cheating on Patrick, which is fine because it's down the pipe and in the back of the net. That's what happens to all those good shooters. They open lanes up for other people. Other than that, no, not really. When he plays in the top six, he's getting the top four. Defense, and when you have a team that's got a line that's built to shut down, and they've also got an offensive line, they're either going to grind them real hard, or you're playing against a line that normally has the puck. You see it more on the road.
I think it takes time for two shooters, like for him and Buffalo on the power play, to learn each other's tendencies too, or just maybe
or a passer and a shooter. I don't know that. I know that it's come up to Buffalo on the top and goes to the other side quite a bit. So it's really, in some ways, that's a benefit to Patty. So he's a right-handed shooter. He wants the puck at the top of the circle or in that lane, up and down that dot line. He has where he wants the puck. On most shooters like that, they'll run the power play from the other side of the ice, which requires left-handed shots. You've got Patan there or a lefty. If we do that, I'll get accused of not having him on the number one power play unit, which is against the law right now. So we've... trying to put these young players in good places, but there are some things we're dealing with our injuries in the hands of our players. We have an awful lot of righties.
Do you expect to recall a D-man, like with Toby Dean gone?
We're going to talk about that today, see how our overall health is, and see if we need to bring a defenseman. And we're pretty confident right now with the six that we've got, but we should have a little better idea. I can't guarantee it about the length of Toby's absence here in a day. But at the end, the answer would be yes. We would have 7 here.
Kyle Connor is getting closer.
You know what? He skated well today. I liked the way he was going, so we're going to lean on him a little bit today, get him some bumping and grinding, and see how he comes in the morning. And at that point, he would be cleared whether I put him in or not. We'll make that decision, see how he's feeling. Moving better though, right? So he's starting to take just mild contact, and then hopefully in about a week we can get to heavy contact.